This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Have a clip you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, clip of the day. This is actually from yesterday, but we didn't have a clip of the day yesterday, Mike, because we stepped away for the Rockies to lose a disappointing game.
Yeah, we had the Rockies loss of the day.
Rockies loss of the day. Yeah. Fortunately, they can only lose once in a day, unless they have a doubleheader for some reason. Okay, here's this one. This is WWE President Nick Khan, who formerly represented the SEC at CAA, says college sports are broken and the high cost of football risks Olympic sports being canceled as a result. This is a lengthy clip here, Mike, but it's I think it's kind of important. I think it's interesting. It's worth listening to. So here is WWE. I know WWE. Why is he speaking on this? Because he was with the SEC at one point, so he knows quite a bit about the college football, the state of football, all that stuff. So here is WWE President Nick Khan.
So if you bifurcate the sports professionally and collegiately, as everyone in this room knows, college football is the number two most popular sport in the United States, yet it generates the fifth most amount of media rights dollars. That's because it's a bifurcated system. The product's great. I used to say boxing is the most difficult of all the businesses because of the chaos. Now I say boxing and college sports. If college sports is not cleaned up, we're going to see the result of it being what many of you already know. Programs will eliminate their football teams, which thereby affects Title IX, which thereby eliminates women's sports, which thereby affects the less revenue-generating Olympic sports, and instead of only boxing having had one Olympic gold medalist since male gold medalist since 1996, you will have many, if not all, Olympic sports facing the same consequence. So yes, that act needs to be passed. From my point of view, having had the privilege in my prior career of representing the Southeastern Conference and many other entities like that, it needs to be passed for the health of the athlete and the sports.
Go Pokes already responding on the clip of the day. This is, he's sharing a tweet with me from Ross Dellinger. We haven't seen many power conference schools eliminate sports. Arkansas axes its tennis team. So, I mean, that jumps right over to what we're talking about here. Mike, when you're forced to, I mean, the money you're bringing in now is going to pay those players on football and basketball. Eventually, you can't afford to have it all. You can't have it all. And you got to pool everything together to support your football and men's basketball program. And remember, they tried to, when this passed with the Supreme Court, that you'd have the $20 million, $20-plus million salary cap, that could affect Title IX. No, it's apparently not going to. They're going to be allowed to do with that money whatever they want to do with it, and that's pay primarily football players and basketball players. Yes, Michael.
Well, let's talk about the other end of it. I mean, you're bringing in all these athletes, some of them who are amazing, all of them who want money. How are you going to pay for that? Might not be just donations. I mean, where do you think all the money from the $100,000 or $50,000 a year, I don't know how much it costs for college now, where do you think that all is going? It's not going to the art department. Mm-hmm. It's not going to pay paid interns or the professors. There's a reason why the cost of college is going up and up and up.
Yeah, what did
not
you,
just because they can,
what did you
but
think
because of sports.
What did you think of Nick Kahn's statement there? I mean, they're going to try to, you know, obviously he's in support of all these sweeping changes we've been talking about this week and Congress getting involved. You know, the transfer portal, the way we're doing NIL. It's still very confusing to me, Michael. It's still wild to me that I'm hearing programs, okay, they have the 20 mil, but you're hearing programs have 40 mil to spend. But what is the point of the salary cap if it's 22 million, but you're getting enough external people to pop in and support NIL that are actually a different pot from what your salary cap tells you? It's a fake cap. It doesn't make any sense. If we say it's 20 million,
should be 20 million.
Then no one should be spending a dime for a student athlete over 20 million. And if that student athlete wants to get an agent, theoretically, if that student athlete wants to get an agent and go get a business to support him on his own, then that's how it should work. But we're doing the reverse of how this is supposed to work, which I thought was illegal. We're doing the reverse of that. We've got 20 million, but we're also promising there's 20 more in the bank. How? Because the boosters have already given it to us for NIL purposes. So here it is. Just go get it. Well, I didn't think that it was supposed to be used. That wasn't supposed to be used like that.
How about this? You either get money from the university or you get a company to sponsor you. How about that?
That's what it's supposed to be, but you're not supposed to be able to use the money from a company, from an endorsement. I'm not supposed to tell you, Michael, who just entered the portal, hey, I've already used my salary cap for the year, so I've already spent it on football, of what I've got allotted for football. But I got you $4 million because Bob's Toyota dealership just popped in. And I don't know if a dealership's going to have $4 million, but you get what I'm saying. Texas Tech, an oil company, stepped in, and I've got $4 million. I'm not supposed to be able to use that part of it to get to you. I can tell you I got $4 million from my salary cap pot, and I can give you I can promise that before you even sign paper and show up on my campus. But once I've already spent it, I'm not supposed to be able to tell you there's another $4 million here because Bob's oil company, it's a great name, is promising to donate $4 million for NIL purposes. And so they're gonna contact you. There's $4 million coming.
You ever see those commercials with generic football uniforms on? And they look suspiciously like the Broncos. They're orange and blue, but they don't have the Broncos logo.
Yeah, they're doing stuff like that.
I think it should be, yeah. Toyota can sponsor Joe Jones.
But that's not, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not supposed to be something that I can promise you is going to happen.
But he can't be a part of the university. Like he can be, his football, like when he says, hi, he's got to be like, hi, I'm not
Mike.
Colorado State Joe Jones. I am football player Joe Jones.
We were, you know, we do some stuff with Colorado State and it was strongly suggested, and more than that, that the players we have on, when they cut little promos for us, you know, and all that stuff, and they do ads, they're not supposed to say, this is John Bobby. I'm not very creative today. John Bobby with CSU. They're supposed to say, this is John Bobby with the green and gold. That's why you hear that. I'm just opening it up. That's why you hear that. Because it's supposed to be a separate deal. Ours is a separate deal. I'm not reaching out to any player that I think is going to transfer to UNC or CSU, I'm not reaching out to the coaches and saying, hey, we've got this for you to add to try to entice this player. I can certainly tell the coaches, I can certainly think that could help keep a guy here, maybe, on my side. But the coaches aren't coming to me saying, yeah, Brady, it would really help if you do the radio show next year with this kid. No, they can give me a yes or no. He would be great for that opportunity. That's kind of it. They don't facilitate it. I facilitate everything. And there's a lot of rules that go with that, and we follow them. But, Mike, what we do, and again, it's pennies compared to what we're seeing. I'm not supposed to be able to reach out to, like Neat Clifford. I find out he's in the portal. I can't. I shouldn't be able. Now I can. I could reach out to Ali and say, "Hey, man, we've got this many, this much of a bankroll for you to offer Neat Clifford to bring him here." It shouldn't be where Ali, hey, we've already spent all of our money, but Neek, by the way, I know we've got another X amount of dollars coming your way if you commit. So you know what I'm saying? Like that's not supposed to be promised. The external party, their dollars that they're pushing in, that's not supposed to be promised. So when I hear that a school's spending $40 million, and I see that a kid signed for $5 million or whatever he's signing for, but they've already spent their allotted amount in the salary cap, then what you did to get him here was against the rules. That's why they have this new, what is it called? There's so many freaking abbreviations in the NCAA now. Whoever it is that's supposed to monitor NIL deals to make sure they're legit. You're also, again, it was supposed to be you sign with the team and then you reach out and work with external factors. That's how it's supposed to be, but it's not. Because they're already getting the money. This is your salary cap and then this is a different pot. But we can't control it. So like if I reach out to a CSU player and I got a business to sponsor a show, and they're paying the guy, that money comes directly to the radio station. We don't give it to the school. It goes to the radio station, CSC, thank you, Go Pokes. It goes to the radio station, and then we pay the kid. That is totally how, I'm sorry I'm bragging a little bit, but that is how it's supposed to go. That is the spirit of NIL.
And we do it right.
We do it right. I'm sorry, but that's how you do it. I'm not reaching out to a dude in the portal saying, hey, if you go to CSU, I'm going to give you this radio show. They're here. They're signed. I hear good things about them. I hear they're going to be a starter. I think that kid would be great to talk to on a weekly basis. So away we go. Like Madden Smiley, for example. Hey, man, wherever you go, would love to stay in touch with you. Oh, you're going to go to a school that's in the area. You're going to Wyoming. You're going to be a Cowboy. There you go, Go Pokes. He's going to be a stud for you guys. I'm going to now reach out and say, hey, Madden, you interested in doing something? Cool. It didn't impact his decision on whether or not to go to Wyoming.
Yeah, we knew what impacted his decision. It was the coach.
It was the coach. And yeah, maybe he got some dollars. I don't know how much their basketball team has, but maybe he got some dollars. I don't know. I mean, guys are getting money out of high school. I would be curious to know because Madden's a hell of a player. Do they get money now when they are coming out of high school? Yeah. They get money right when they come out of high school, Mike. It's not just the transfer portal. But it's not supposed to be used in that way. And so that's why this crazy amount of money that we're bringing in is messing with the system. And then, we're taking all of the money now from our boosters and whatever to fulfill our salary cap that we're going to use primarily for football and then men's basketball. Whereas before we spread it out because we weren't having to pay multiple dudes hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, depending on the school. So now we're spending that money. And the money that might go to sustaining a tennis team, paying coaches, giving them anything, is going away. And that is kind of the ugly side of this, is the other sports that don't generate dollars or attention, are even the Olympic sports, are going to go away. That's potential. There's potential there. Title IX might not have as strong of an impact anymore either. So it's all very fascinating when you kind of break into these, what the future looks like for college sports. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's take a quick break here, Mike. 19 minutes after the hour. How can the Nuggets fix this? What did David Adelman have to say about Joker and his performance last night? Yeah, he had 27, but it was an ugly 27. And what does Jamal Murray need to do to change the storyline here for the Denver Nuggets? It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
get the win in 11.
Just how will this season go for the Colorado Rockies? Hear games right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Great weekend plans for you. Stop by Big City Roadhouse. And, hey, maybe go watch Game 4 at Big City Roadhouse. Maybe you watched it at home last night. Go be around friends. Change the setting. You know, change our luck here. Go to Big City Roadhouse. Watch the Nuggets. Watch the Avs on Sunday. Perfect playoff headquarters with all of their massive TVs surrounding the place. And the best food. The best food that I've had around the area. I absolutely love. Guys, I loved Cables. And I was a big fan. I go to Cables all the time. And Big City comes in, buys it out, changes it, working great with the former owners of Cables just to make some new modifications on the place. And, of course, Don is the five-star chef over there and just makes incredible dishes. You've got your regular comfort food, you know, your burgers, your pizza, your wings. But he's always trying something new. They're always trying different things that people just absolutely love. Like, their fish and chips are like one of the most popular items on the menu. Try them. Tell me what you think at Big City Roadhouse. Michael, David Adelman was asked about Nikola Jokic's night and, you know, what he can do to potentially get better for Game 4. Here's what head coach D.A. had to say.
You mentioned the size in this matchup. You know, you'd miss Gordon and Watson in any matchup, but particularly how much are you missing what they do?
Yeah, we are.
That was the wrong one. Give me the one where he's talking specifically about the three-time MVP, Nikola Jokic, Michael. Here's DA on Joker.
Rudy's defended Nikola very well in this series. They've defended him as a team very well. Are you concerned at all about the 5-for-16 from two-point range? Like, is there anything that you're seeing as far as just his touch inside the arc right now?
He just missed. I mean, I really mean it. I think, you know, I thought the threes were actually really good shots for the most part. The two-point shots as far as the face-up jumpers, getting to the rim, you know, these are things that he's going to do, you know, and he had a tough night, and it happens to players. You know, this guy's played a million playoff games. There's nights that are poor, you know, and I think he'll bounce back, and I think he just needs – everybody needs a day to understand that we just did not play well offensively. I mean, look at the stats. We only had 10 turnovers in this game. You know, it just was the pressure, I thought. We didn't exert physicality, you know, offensively to help each other out. And I thought when we got sped up from their pressure, that led to some unorganized possessions in the first half. And we have to understand on the road, much like last year with the Clipper series, you have to execute. You got to get great shots each time down. And obviously everybody tonight struggled from the field, shooting 34%, 25 from three. That's not who we've been throughout the season. And usually on those kind of nights, I would come in here and say, we can't turn it over 19 times, give up 30 points. That's not what happened today. So lots to improve on offensively and a lot of stuff I think we can build on defensively.
It's the first time the Nuggets failed to reach 100 points since January. So, I mean, I know you don't want to hear it if you are in the Tanner Schwint crowd of, oh, it's over, they lost, they don't, no show Nuggets. And I mean, great teams can lose games when they are shooting poorly, Mike. Why else do you think March Madness is a thing? Why do underdogs win so much in the first round, Mike?
Because sometimes in basketball, you have a bad night.
The ball doesn't go in the hoop. Jamal Murray said, I've never seen Joker shoot what he shot today. That's an outlier type of game. This is why we watch sports, man. If it were easy, we'd be the happiest fans in the world, Mike. Nuggets are 16-0. The Avs go 16-0. The Broncos go 17-0 and win the Super Bowl. And the Rockies can, you know... Even in our fantasies.
You can have a 500 record.
Yeah, even in our fantasies, we can't go too high with the Rockies there. But I'm dialed in tomorrow. I'll be dialed in tomorrow night. Curious to see how Joker responds. I have a feeling he might. Mike, so many of those things that we have watched him do for years, we're not going in. And I've seen all the sky is falling and, you know, oh, Joe, it was the knee, he's messed up, and does he want to be here? It's time to overhaul the whole thing. You guys, okay, Mike, I don't like to use this word. You guys are idiots. Are you really telling me you want to tear it all down, Joker included, because he had a bad night? I mean, game one, they played like crap and won. Game two, first quarter, brilliant. The rest of the game was a great basketball game. They were up 105 to 100 with 7 minutes to go. They lost the game. They get paid to go. I know, I sound like an athlete right now. I sound like a guy. It's like, oh, well, I get it. I expect more from the Nuggets. I do. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that all hell is breaking loose. It was a bad game. It was disappointing. Guys that need to show up have to show up. I really hope Aaron Gordon can play tomorrow night. They're going to need him. They need his. You got to find a way to split this series and get it back to Denver for a crucial game five, and then you can win that game, and you can take the control, and it's going to feel a lot like it was 2 years ago, but maybe it doesn't come down to that. But first things first, you got to take care of business tomorrow in a tough environment in Minnesota.
I'm going to sound like the professional athlete now. Do they need him, or do they need someone to next man up?
Outside of Gordon?
Yeah.
Who? Spencer Jones? Spencer Jones ain't even close.
He needs to next man up.
You need Peyton Watson.
He needs to next man up.
No, we saw that last night. Spencer Jones is a fine player in his role. When you start asking, I mean, he played well. He started a lot of games in the regular season. But Mike, I've told you this before, the NBA playoffs are just so much different. It's just such a different style of basketball. Again, flopping and all that crap is still happening. And man, a lot of people were very upset with me with my whole minute yesterday. Brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. It was basically
only one whole minute.
It was knocking Adam Silver. It was knocking. It was the conversation about Phoenix and OKC and Devin Booker getting called for the tech, which they rescinded, by the way. They fined him $35,000. But they rescinded the tech. I don't think they should fine him if they canceled out the technical foul, because if they didn't call the technical foul, Devin Booker wouldn't have bitched about it.
They just wanted the money.
They fined him anyway. And yet they said, yeah, it shouldn't have been a tech. That's on us. Why isn't there any repercussions for the ref then? Why isn't there any repercussions for the league? No, we're going to fine a guy for complaining about a call we admitted was wrong. Stupid. Anyway, I went off, and it was, oh, this is fun coming from a Nuggets fan who likes Joker and all. I mean, it was a good video. Got a lot of attention, Mike, and I don't do it for that. I just like to put my thoughts out there into the world, and if it receives some attention, great. But man, some people just, Thunder fans are turning into modern-day Prime fans. Feels like.
I mean, that's pretty funny. They're obnoxious. Awful people.
Yeah, I
because
mean,
they used to be the Sonics.
Some of these comments, though. Oh, LOL, a Nuggets fan calling out flopping. What a joker. I've said it. Have I not said Joker does it, too?
You have.
He did it last night. Well, it wasn't even a flop. It was a bad call. DiVincenzo was in Joker's, like, up against his body when Joker went to shoot it. Joker popped him with his elbow going up. They called it a foul, an offensive foul on Joker, and then reviewed it and overruled it and said it was actually a defensive foul on DiVincenzo. And see, I can see where they got that, but that's one of those where I would go back and say, no, either it's a no call or it was closer to an offensive foul, I thought. And that was on Joker. I agree. I retweeted that graphic and said, yeah, we got to fix this. I don't like it.
See, you can be fair.
Yeah, there are plenty of times where I don't like what Joker does. I mean, there's plenty of players that I've been diehard fans of, Michael, and I'm not always a fan of. I love Bo Nix. Do I like his happy feet sometimes when he gets a little jittery back there? No.
Do I like it when his ankle breaks? No.
No, that's not fun for anyone.
I don't like it when he throws interceptions either.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on that one. It's interesting. Here's Jamal Murray, kind of taking, you know, basically just talking about what went down in that game and what needs to change for game four.
My answer is going to be the same, guys. It doesn't matter how you ask this question. First quarter, we got to come out better. We got to play with more physicality. We got to shoot better. We got to bring the fight to them. I don't know. Let's ask a different question.
Isn't it easy enough just to say, without take that first quarter away? I know you can't do it, but it wasn't the entire game. They just didn't catch up. They just didn't catch up. They got too far in a hole. Minnesota was extremely confident. That first quarter, if the Nuggets just give a little bit more, defensively, it wasn't great. But 25 points is not considered a great offensive first quarter. If the Nuggets could have scored 5-6 more points in the first, maybe you don't feel like you're in such a deep hole that you can't get out of, and you're not pressing, and Joker's not taking 4 million threes, and the more shots you miss, sometimes the confidence really starts to spiral. That was a terrible first quarter, and that set the tone for the entire game. Denver outscored the Timberwolves in the third period, 29-27. They outscored them in the fourth, too, but whatever. They did outscore them.
What sounds like there are a bunch of backups in for the Thunder?
About 6 minutes left. 5 minutes left, maybe. That was it. I didn't even know if Joker was going to come back in. But something's got to change. And you got to come out with more intensity. In game one, it was their defense that allowed their offense to warm up. Because don't forget, they were down by 12 points in that first quarter at one point. And it was their defense that kept them going until the shots started to fall. This was an extreme of that because the shots never started to fall in that first. I mean, again, 11 points. The rest of the night, 28 points in the second, 29 in the third, 28 in the fourth. Back to what they normally do. They failed to score 100 points for the first time since January. You get four more points in that first quarter. There's your 100. And again, it's a different game. It was a 14-point deficit at the end of one. If it's closer to the 9-8-point range, it's just different. So I'm nervous, yeah. It's a little concerning, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that everything. Now, there was nothing positive from that game. I agree. There was nothing real positive. But I do really feel that that first quarter set the tone for what turned out to be a pretty terrible night. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All right, Michael, 37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
One, two, three, up. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Guys, this was good. This is actually like not my style of music. That album was good. Is that Outkast?
Yeah, it's the only Outkast song I recall.
No, that album was good. I purchased that album when buying CDs was still something we could do in our lives and not be made fun of and called old because of it, Michael. And having a CD book in the back seat of your car was cool.
I don't know what that's like.
Well, you didn't, yeah.
Being cool or having a car.
Smitty says, great bumper song, Ice Cold. Yeah, that's a great one. Also, he played Coffee Black in, was it Semi-Pro?
Yeah.
Semi-Pro? That was an all right movie.
It was a fun movie.
It was all right. I'm going back and watching, sorry, Mike. We're at the end of the rope here. We're at the end of the show. I'm sported out. I'm going back and watching The Boys. Thoughts?
I liked the first three seasons. Season four was incredibly disappointing.
But GoPoke says, do you remember the album's name? I don't remember the name of the album.
It appears to be Speakerbox, The Love Below.
Okay, let me go back to this, because I'm watching The Boys again. You said season four?
Yeah.
I'm on season four, I think. I just started
it. Yeah, it gets bad.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Well, I keep
You know how I said, like, it always had the ability to be nuanced, to be like...
Yeah, yeah, it's like very political.
Politicians are just bad in general, and sides are just bad in general.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
It basically goes, oh, it's an election year,
so let's attack
we have
one
to go
side.
Hard on yeah. one side is bad.
I definitely see that.
And I just hate that.
I keep seeing,
preached at.
Have you finished it? Are you on the final season? Are you going to go? I keep seeing
videos
of it.
I'm kind of like, I didn't like their spinoff. It was really
stupid.
That's
dumb. Why do we stop spinning stuff off? Just correct the series you're working on. Make that better first, and then do other things.
Yeah, I only have the first graphic novel. I don't have all of them, so I don't know like how. And I've only read the first part of it,
nerding
but I don't know
out.
How true to the graphic novel it is.
You are nerding out right now. I kind of like it. Because once we're done with the playoffs, Mike, we're gonna hit our sports movies. Is that next Friday?
I think it's next Friday. I don't remember the movies.
I think we're doing The Natural. I'm getting enough of those votes.
I thought it was the other one.
8 Men Out.
Yeah,
that was leading, but we've had more. I'll put the poll up on X this weekend.
Okay, so The Natural is making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like Robert Redford just passed away.
Yeah.
Also, he used to live in Colorado. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah, he had a job somewhere up in the mountains.
Mm. Well, there you go. Well, that might be the one we're doing.
But I would say Trouble with the Curve is probably the best because of Amy Adams, the Broncos fan.
No, you don't need to play it. We don't care. I don't care. I'm not a big Amy Adams.
I don't know where it is. You don't like Amy Adams?
What is she in that's good?
Like everything
she
she's
was funny in the
she is good.
She was good as the purse lady in The Office for one episode. The purse lady. And she was like in two, I think.
Now I know
Jim
the
was
stuff
dating
she did
her.
In the DCEU wasn't very good.
No, she wasn't good.
Wasn't very.
I don't
good.
Think she. I don't. That doesn't. I mean,
have,
nothing
you, have you seen Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, she's not good in that.
What are you talking about? She was great in that.
Dude, that movie was all about Leo and Tom. Nobody else.
But she was good in that. Steven Spielberg thought that was going to launch her career.
She was fine in it. She was the girl that had to get braces or whatever?
Yeah.
No. I'm sure she's nice and she's a Broncos fan. They're good for you, Mike, but she just doesn't. It's not great.
She's in a science fiction movie. I keep forgetting what it's called.
Why do I enter this world with you?
Jeremy Renner. That one's kind of mind-blowing.
I like Jeremy Renner. Isn't that Arrow guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's in some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad he is better now.
Yeah, didn't he almost die? Didn't he almost die?
He did. He was like a sheriff of a county or something. And he was trying to help someone
in real
get
life,
their auger out, and it fell on him.
In real life, he was a sheriff?
I think so. He was like a sheriff or law enforcement or something.
No kidding. Well, it makes me like him even more. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's like living what he acts out in the movies. That's kind of cool. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah. Side point on him, he's in a show called Mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah, I heard that was good. I heard that was good. Yes,
Paramount Plus.
She will always be the purse girl from The Office to me. Yes, that is who she is, Mike.
She's in Nocturnal Animals.
Amy Adams is the purse girl. She's the purse girl. You know, Faith knows this one. You know that scene in The Office when... Michael goes to visit David Wallace after David Wallace had been given a severance package and left the company. And Michael goes out to talk to him about whether or not he should quit The Office. And he's hanging out with David Wallace, who's creating a new new cleanup toy called Suck It. And it's a vacuum that sucks up all the toys. And basically Michael's backing away and he's like, that is not David Wallace, because he kind of seems crazy at that point. That is an alien that has taken over David Wallace's body. That's how I felt watching the Nuggets last night. I was like, that is not David Wallace. That is not the Nuggets that I thought we were going to see tonight.
Amy Adams is also in Enchanted. American Hustle, which I've seen.
I saw that. She was
Nocturnal Animals, which I just mentioned.
I didn't think she was great in American Hustle.
She was great in American Hustle.
It was an all right movie.
It was an all right movie. I liked the cast.
It got a lot of play.
But the movie itself is kind of...
Yeah, it was all right.
Nocturnal Animals is a weird one.
You want to like
watch
a
weird movie, that's a weird one, but
she's,
it's good.
She's like a werewolf or something?
No, it's about a writer who is like her ex-boyfriend or something.
Oh, well, I don't know.
And it's about the anyway, it's a pretty good movie, but it's weird.
When are we doing the movie reviews like at 1? Is that when we're going to do them? Like 1 to 1:30? Because we got to still kind of finish up with something sports related, I would imagine. I don't know. We'll talk to the powers that be. 49 minutes after the hour, Mike. What did we learn?
I'm the powers that be.
No, you're not. What did we learn coming up next? It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, Mike, what did we learn today? Well, we learned that the Nuggets didn't take Jaden McDaniels' comments personally. They didn't take Chris Finch's flopping comments personally. They put out a dud last night, Joker included. And they got to find a way to bounce back. We learned that the Avalanche are doing exactly what we thought they would do. They're not dominating the series, but they're winning the series. They could close it out on Sunday. And the Rockies are getting better, Mike. There's an improve there. But we're still due for some heartbreaks. Michael, quickly, what'd you learn today?
Well, it's not what I learned. It's what the listeners learned. And the listeners learned that I think the Rockies are going to win
the Nuggets.
The Nuggets are going to win the next three games.
Three in a row. Tic-tac-toe for Michael Kirkpatrick. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.